there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and we are in Tacoma, Washington this weekend for the Dive and Travel Expo. Rick Stratton is the man behind the madness. And Rick, fourth year this event has been going on, right?
That's correct, four.
And I got to say, this is the first time we brought our little Scuba Radio song and dance routine to this part of the country, and I am very much impressed so far. This is really nice. You got the Hotel Murano across the street, the host hotel. Really nice.
Thank you. It's an awesome hotel.
Yeah, and then you walk right across the street. You're here at this brand-new facility, this convention center here in Tacoma, Washington. This looks laid out really, really well, my friend.
I have to admit, we were eyeballing this facility even before it was built, where I was planning on developing the show, and I knew it was going to be perfect, but it exceeded all of our expectations. Yeah, the quality is it's outstanding. The vibe is incredible, where people are excited about being here. And it's divers. You know, this place came up to me and said, oh, we're so happy to have you back because we like our divers.
Yes, well, they're a fun-loving crowd, as we've come to know here on our little radio show as well. Now, Tacoma, Washington, before we get into some more things about this event going on this weekend here, let's talk about the area, because I have never been to here diving before. We're right next to Seattle, right?
Well, and if you're going to talk about Tacoma, Washington, we have to say right now it's about 6:15, right?
All right. Yeah, we're taping the show Friday evening.
Exactly. And so if you look, you're standing up here, we're walking in the glass windows right behind us, and there are people out here looking at Mount Rainier right now. It's absolutely stunning.
It is.
The weather has cooperated completely, but it's just the whole Washington vibe. In Washington, you don't know what you're going to get. One minute, it's windy, and it's blowing in your face, and you're freezing your buns off, and the next minute, the sun comes out, and it's gorgeous. And that's why we all love it here. We appreciate the sun and the warmth, and we tolerate the wind and the rain because it brings us this incredible beauty.
Yeah, well, it does. It is a picture-perfect day here in Tacoma, Washington. And what about the diving, though? I hear about Puget Sound. Is that what is the diving area right off the coast here, or what?
Yeah, the diving in Puget Sound is absolutely stunning. In fact, Jacques Cousteau, which we've been quoting for 30 years, but it's true, he quoted said that Puget Sound was his second favorite place in the world behind the Red Sea as a place to go diving. And the reason is because of that cold, nutrient-rich water. Just has an incredible amount of sea life that feeds it. So the life is just ginormous. It's incredible. The colors, I mean, even for me, I've been diving for 30 years, it's stunning. The tropics are beautiful, and we love them because they're warm and they're inviting. But I tell you what, until you've done cold water diving, you really haven't experienced it. It's unbelievable.
Yes, well, you know, it is on my list of things to do. I am a Florida warm water wuss, and this is my first time out to this part of the country. And even when we got off the plane, we ran into some divers that were coming to the show, and they started talking about some of the diving that goes on off here. You've got orcas, pods, or something nearby, is that right?
Absolutely. We've got resident pods of orcas who don't eat divers, or at least they don't say they eat divers. Nobody's really talked to an orca, so we don't really know for sure.
and as far as we know, they've all come back.
Yes.
But they are killer whales, as we found out last week on the show with Peter Hughes. But I think they're a safe bunch of animals.
Unless you're... But anyway, you can see orca whales. I've actually swam in the water with orcas. Didn't physically see them through the water column, but I could hear them clicking.
Yeah.
I knew they were with within 50 feet of me. I just couldn't see them. It was absolutely, I'll never forget it.
Now, is this the area of the wolf eels and the giant octopus
as
well?
Giant Pacific octopus will be somewhere between, you know, zero, whatever the small ones are, and 150 pounds. And a 150-pound octopus, because they're so light and flexible, will actually be a 20-footer. And that's not 20 foot from side to side. That's 20-foot tentacles. That's 40 foot from side to side.
That's a big-ass octopus. That's like 2,000 leagues under the sea.
That's one big sucker, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm hip. I'm hip. Well, you know, I love those kind of critters. I've seen the videos. I've seen a lot of that. It's tough for me to get over that cold water element. Like, for instance, what type of water temp are we looking at right now this time of year?
Greg, I want to say one thing. Are you concerned with shrinkage?
Aren't we all? Come on, we're guys, Rick. You know, what's up with that?
So, the only shrinkage I'm worried about is my dry suit, okay, as it sucks in close to my body, all right, and that it seals all the warmth in and keeps all that cold out. So the way we term it up here, if you get cold while you're diving, you're not wearing the right gear.
Got it. Okay. But so you just don't want to tell me the water temp because you're afraid you're going to scare me away, are you?
Well, it's about 45 degrees.
45. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
Shrinkage. You know, I think I just shrunk. You know what I'm saying? Just talking about it.
Well, we're not talking shrinkage here. We're talking full retraction.
Yes.
In fact, if you're going to get arrested for indecent exposure, we're only going to get you for intent here because there's nothing exposed.
Right. It's like getting a sex change without the operation, I'm guessing.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. If you want to go there, whatever.
Yeah.
But you know, I know it's worth it. I've heard many people talk about the diving in this part of the country. Dick, the guy who started Scuba Radio with me many years ago, God rest his soul, I mean, he grew up in this part of the country, and he always raved about Puget Sound and the diving there. So it's definitely on my list. I think this trip,
if you guys come back, you got to go diving with me. I'll take you out on the boat. We'll go up out with Bandito Charters. We'll go out on his boat. Rick is fantastic. We'll go see some giant Pacific octopus. We'll go see some wolf eels. I'll put a wolf eel in your lap and let you pet it.
Nice. All right. We might be able to pull that off. But what if we throw a mermaid into the mix, you think?
Oh, my gosh. Now you're getting me excited.
Yeah, everybody listening is, too. But we got to make sure we don't mention that 45-degree thing to the girls.
No,
you hear what I'm saying?
No. No. I tell you, like, I'm totally serious about the whole deal with the wetsuit or dry suit, or excuse me, dry suit, is if you're getting cold when you're diving, you're not wearing the right gear. In fact, the coldest I've ever been on a dive is when I was in warm water and I didn't wear the right gear, and I was out there for a while and I froze my buns off. Up here, I'm going to dress for it. And when you talk about that, it's just like skiing. I mean, we love to ski. I love to ski. And I don't get cold because I'm wearing the right gear.
Right. So, yeah, I hear you. I do. I mean, you're selling it well, Rick, and that's what we do. You're trying to incorporate or you know, bring in the, build that pod of divers from us warm water wusses.
I'll be honest. I mean, your demographics is mostly in Florida, right?
Well, no, it's all over now. With the web and everything, we got it. I mean, I got so many people emailing me and complaining that, Greg, you haven't lived until you've dived in cold water. You have any idea how many hate mails I get in that regard?
I'm going to fix that for you. I tell you what, I'm offering right now. You come out diving with me, and we'll blow your doors off. The British Columbia is right here at our doorstep. We'll go over to Victoria. We'll drink some British beers. We'll sit in the Sticky Wicket pub and talk about Victoria. You can't beat that. And that's 20 miles from here.
Yeah, that's 20 miles right here from the convention center.
Yeah, you get on the Victoria Clipper from right here in downtown Seattle.
Right.
In an hour, I think it's an hour and a half, you can be in Victoria. You can have high tea at the Empress. You can enjoy your day there, and you can blast back to Seattle and stay in a Seattle hotel.
Wow. Okay. So when you talk about like Bandito Charters going right off the coast here, where are they going? Right here, just literally west, right from the convention center. And how far from the coast are we right here?
Well, I mean, Bandito is literally right here, within a mile from the convention center.
Oh, okay.
He picks people up at the dock. In fact, tomorrow morning, hopefully not tomorrow morning, because that's when the show is happening.
Right.
But I know on Sunday he's taking people diving from his boat at the Foss Waterway, which you can see it from those windows right over there.
And so right from here, well, I mean, you can find wolf eels and all kinds of critters right like here.
Actually, National Geographic came here last summer, and they called me up and said, hey, Rick, you're real knowledgeable about where we should go. And we can go anywhere. They have a big budget, It was a high-dollar production, and they wanted to be guaranteed wolf eels and octopus sightings because they didn't have a lot of money to waste. You know, dollars a minute to those people. Well, guess what? Right here in Tacoma is some of the best wolf eel and octopus sightings in the Puget Sound, anywhere here in the Northwest.
Now, these wolf eels, they're meaty. They're big like green morays, what we're used to in the Caribbean, those big monster things. But they're even bigger here,
bigger,
aren't they?
Bigger,
thicker, and
like
more girth. Like, really? That big? Wow.
So, like the basketball. And what's cool about a wolf eel, it's so ugly, it's cute. And I guess only a guy can appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for that someday. But anyway, it's they're this round face. They've got this kind of a rubbery-looking face because what they do is they eat urchin, which are really hard and spiny. And so they need the rubber to keep them from getting hurt. And so they got this really kind of old man look to their face. It's absolutely adorable.
And you know what? We're going to have to do that. We're going to talk about that dive. We're going to talk more about the show. The mermaids are here as well as the scuba cowboy. We got more coming up from Tacoma next. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
You're missing all the fun. These people are great. Some of them have been partying all night long. They sing songs till they get too cold, and then they go sit by the fire and they get warm, and then they come back and they sing some more.
I am a manta ray. Deep beneath the blue waves, I'll crawl the sandy bottom of Puget Sound and construct a summer home. Hello, Seattle. I am a cold seahorse, feeling warm in your sand. I sing about the tide and the ocean surf, rolling in.
Yes, welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master here in Tacoma, Washington, right next to Seattle, of course, which explains the music we're playing right there. I am a manta ray, according to that song. I don't know what's going on with that exactly, but it kind of sets the vibe for the Dive and Travel Expo. Now, this is our first time to this part of the country, and you know, when you go to these diving events, it's like a family reunion. A couple weeks ago, we're in New Jersey, and then a couple weeks later, here we are in Seattle, and I'm seeing some of the same faces. Our friendly neighborhood Divers Alert Network Super Chick is with us right now, and that would, of course, be Abby, one of our former scuba radio Radio Mermaids. Abby, how you doing?
It's great to see you again, Greg. And you're right, it is very much like a family reunion. And you're kind of like the weird cousin that everyone tries to disown. But you keep coming back year after year.
Well, you know, I'm like a fungus. You just can't get rid of. Is that it?
Yes, I've described you as a fungus among
Thank
many
you.
Other.
All right, yeah, that works. So how are you? What are you doing here in Tacoma? Just doing the same old?
Well, you know, the same old as in representing Dan and, you know, bringing new stuff to the floor. We've got a bunch of new products we've donated to the auction. And we're really enjoying being here in the Tacoma, Seattle area. You cannot pick a more beautiful part of the country. And this show has the best volunteers. And they help you out with your booth. They're grabbing you water. I cannot express enough what a great job they do setting up the show for all of the exhibitors.
Yeah, it really is a nice, you know, when you look behind the scenes at some of these shows, you know, sometimes we have issues with the exhibitors. They have to deal with the, like, Teamster unions in Chicago and in New York, and, you know, that's just their thing. But here it seems like they don't believe in that kind of thing. And or what's going on in that regard? What is that?
I don't think these guys sleep. I mean, you're right. You know, when you've got other people who have to take a break every hour for 15 minutes, but these guys, they don't take a break, they don't rest, and if you're working, they're working. That's pretty much the attitude here, and that's why everything goes really smoothly.
Now, 2 weeks ago, we were in New Jersey at Beneath the Sea, and here we are in Seattle, Abby. What is the difference in the crowd? Because this is what you were here last year, right?
Yes, I was. Yeah, I'm at all the big shows, Greg.
You are, and this is our first one, but do you notice a difference in the divers in this part of the country versus Jersey, for instance?
Well, you know, these divers up here, actually, they dive year-round. I mean, you've got the sound out here, so there's a lot of dry suit divers. And these guys really know their stuff. We get a different cycle of questions here on the West Coast than we do on the East Coast. But these guys are diving year-round, so they really want to make sure that they're up to speed with all the latest info, that their DAN memberships are current, that they've got the best safety gear, dive gear. So they're really on top of it. So this is a good crowd to come and just get in front of and talk diving. Dive and travel.
I love it. Okay, well, we're going to talk to some of those folks. We've had many requests to come to this part of the country in the 14-year history of Scuba Radio. And here we are, finally. And we're going to talk to some of those folks. They've been bugging us to come out here for some time. But let's talk to some of our faves. You know, I didn't catch up with our buddies from the Great White Shark, Shark Diving International. Of course, I'm talking about Lawrence and
James. Get it straight.
So I was just going to, I wanted to make sure I give out the website.
Up with the shark guys. Man.
Never, right. Never. They'll feed you to them. Yeah, that we keep talking about. Maybe reliving our whole little mermaid adventure that we had a few years ago. You think, Lawrence?
We should. You guys should bring, you know, I see you got some nice new girls. You should bring them down and show them what it's all about.
Fresh meat. Yeah, James, what do you think? What's been going on in Guadalupe with you guys with the Great Whites?
Oh, we've been having awesome times and new adventures, and definitely need a new mermaids down there for entice the sharks.
I mean, you guys are doing so much TV stuff these days, because everybody and anybody who's in the Discovery Channel or National Geographic, they're coming and diving with you guys. Do you ever get overload in that sense, Lawrence, where you're like, okay, we've done this a million times, it's time to move on to some new adventure?
Never. Absolutely not. Anytime people want us to take them and show them and appreciate the sharks and give us a chance to share those animals with more people, we're all about that.
All about it. So what is new in that part of the world? It's still Guadalupe's the main focus, right?
Well, absolutely. You know, Guadalupe Island is by far, hands down, the best place to dive with great white sharks on the entire planet. Crystal clear blue water, warm water, tons of sharks, very cooperative sharks, and it's just the ideal place. So it doesn't get any better than that. But what's new is now we have a machine.
A machine. Oh, yeah, that thing you were... that's right, we've talked about this before.
Yeah, so that's the latest, greatest thing. And probably you're going to see a lot more of it this year. Basically, it's a self-propelled shark cage that I can fly around like an aircraft, but yet underwater. It's not a submarine because it's wet.
Right.
Dry inside, doesn't have variable buoyancy system. It's actually slightly positive, and we just fly it around, up and down, left and right, and we follow the sharks around, get up really close to them, follow them around, and observe their natural behavior. Get away from the boat, get away from the baited situation. I could put a cameraman wherever he wants to be, underneath it, above it, next to it, anywhere he wants, sometimes right in front of it. That's the really exciting part. But that's the latest, greatest thing that's going on in our world.
Now you do that, or James, you doing this cage thing too, or I mean this scooter or whatever you call it? What is the official name for this thing, this contraption?
It's the Pelagic Explorer.
Okay, Pelagic Explorer. Have you done that, James?
Yeah, I've done it. It's a great thrill. Lawrence is the pilot on that, and I got to... be in the front taking some doing some filming.
Now, is that something that you let the customers go out and do, or is this more of like for the special type of thing?
Stay tuned.
Really? Okay, so it's coming to a diver near you, possibly, I guess, huh?
Anything's possible, Greg, but we want to make sure that it's totally safe, and we've done everything we possibly could do to that thing, and we know it could outperform us, so we have to be very careful. It goes 7 knots underwater, it can go down to 600 feet, and it's fast, so we have to be sure we got our act together. We know everything it can do before we start taking our paying clients out there with us, so it'll be fully completely safe before we start taking people out there with us.
Nice. Now, James, last time we were out on the Great White boat with you guys and did this thing, you were my spotter on the top of the cage. I was totally exposed, but you were the guy with the PVC pipe ready to knock off the 9 great whites that were circling our cage. Is that how many you're having on a consistent basis out there in Guadalupe, or is it grown, or what?
Well, the number day-to-day always changes, but we have that 100% success rate. That's just awesome, which makes Guadalupe by far the best place in the world. The numbers of sharks always amazes me that we have around the boat, and it's just an awesome experience that more people need to enjoy.
Yeah, well, it's time. I think it's been enough time, probably 5 years. I think the restraining order has worn off in San Diego now, hasn't it, Lawrence?
I believe so. I think you guys are all right. And you guys are on the search. You need to come down and ride on the Solomar with this.
Oh, yeah, the Solomar. That's the boat you're using now, huh? That's very nice.
Well, we've been on the Solomar for 7 years.
Oh, okay. I just didn't do it last time. That's right.
We went on our other boat, the Searcher. Now, the Solomar, you live in the lap of luxury. So, I don't know if you can handle that. It's going to be like the Four Seasons compared to the Searcher. So.
You know what? Twist my arm. I'll see if I can manage. What's the website again?
GreatWhiteAdventures.com and SeaSharks.com. Like, if you want to see sharks, you come to me.
That's right. Lawrence and James here in Seattle. We got more coming up from Tacoma, I should say, next from the Dive and Travel Expo.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master in Tacoma, Washington at the Dive and Travel Expo here today. And this is cool. First time we've been to this part of the country. This is the fourth year of this event, and it looks really nice. Mermaid Tony is here with us. Tony, what do you think?
I think it's going to be a wonderful weekend.
It is. I have no doubt. And I asked Abby earlier from Divers Alert Network if she thought there was a difference between the divers in the Northeast, like at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, versus the folks out here on the left coast in Seattle. And I don't know if there is yet. We're going to have to mingle and talk to some of these folks in just a bit. But I will say they do speak the universal language of mermaid. Don't you think? I see these eyes popping out of their heads. What do you think? Are you with me, the scuba cowboy? Because he's here too.
I think that definitely it's a worldwide fad that you've started here.
It's a fad or a universal. It's like music. It's like mermaid music. Now, Shauna is helping us out today. This is her first outing as an official Scuba Radio mermaid. Shauna, what do you think? Are you holding up okay?
I think it's great.
The looks that you're getting from the divers, do you feel welcome?
Oh, definitely.
I think they want to take you home. You hear what I'm saying?
I can see that.
Okay, she sees that. Tony's used to it. Do you see any difference, Tony? What do you think?
I haven't seen too much of a difference yet. I mean, reactions are pretty much the same whenever you see mermaids.
Good point. And I think they are enjoying the Scuba Cowboy. You're playing your tunes from Wet Dreams. You're going to do any new songs this weekend too there, Pup, or what?
I've got a couple, one off the new Trop Rock album I'm going to roll this weekend, yep.
Nice. And it's thescubacowboy.com. You can pick up the music online right there. Now, Tony, what do you expect to see this weekend at the Dive and Travel Expo? I mean, there's a lot of booths set up. You got anything, your eye on as far as like maybe diving someplace in Fiji or some of the places out here in the Pacific?
I'm open to diving anywhere, but you knew that. But they do have a pool here, so maybe we can take a little quick hop in that.
Ooh, Oh, I didn't think about that. Shauna, how do you feel about jumping in the pool this weekend?
I can try that.
Would you consider yourself a warm water wuss like myself? And I know Tony is, too.
Well, I don't get in the water very much, so I don't know what to consider myself, cold or warm. So.
Okay, that's a great attitude. She's up for anything, and we may just make that happen next. And we're going to talk to some of these local divers. That's all coming up after the Dan Tip next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 227. The Atlantic Devil Ray has no poisonous barbs on its tail. Therefore, it is the Pope's official position that performing an exorcism is not necessary.
They just want to give you their blessing.
So please stop calling the Vatican.
If the nobles find out who you are, there'll be the devil to pay.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio is Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How's it going, Nick?
Hey, it's going great, Greg. It's good to see you actually at home. You've been traveling a lot lately.
Yeah, you can say that again.
So where are you headed to next? Some exotic dive location?
Nope, actually, I'm staying a bit closer to home for a while.
Taking a break from diving?
No way. We've got a ton of great diving right around here.
You know, you really do. You're not the only lucky one, though. There are a lot of great local dive sites, pretty much no matter where you live.
That's true. Shoot, find a puddle big enough and you can dive.
Yeah, but the visibility's horrible in puddles.
So is it easier to dive locally?
Well, it's usually less expensive than traveling, but diving local doesn't mean you can be lazy about your diving habits.
What do you mean?
Well, even if you're diving a site that's your second home, you've been there a million times, you still need to do all the planning and preparation you do if you are going on a big trip.
Like what?
Well, like the dive site. You need to think through all the considerations, including what the conditions are going to be like. Are you going to be diving deep? Are there going to be temperature extremes? Is visibility going to be different than what you're used to? Are you going to do a shore dive or dive in some place that has local marine life that may be a factor? What are your local resources and what might you tap into? Things like your local aquarium that might have rules or prerequisites. You should check into those before you go. Knowing as much as you can about the dive site down the road is just as important as researching your destination.
Knowing the site probably helps with gear and surface equipment consideration too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Every dive has a unique set of conditions that you need to consider. And those include the things we just talked about. Things like temperature, navigational landmarks, potential hazards, and surface conditions. Knowing the conditions you'll face helps you make sure that you've got the appropriate gear and exposure protection, both in and out of the water.
And once you've familiarized yourself with the site and created a dive plan,
go through your gear and make sure it's ready for your plan. Has it been serviced and properly maintained? Is it working the way it's supposed to? Do you have the exposure protection you'll need? Are there any crucial accessories like a dive light or navigation reel that you might need? Just like you would when you're traveling, make a checklist and use it to prepare.
How about emergency procedures?
You should absolutely think of emergency procedures. Do you even know what the local procedures are? Do you have emergency oxygen on hand? And do you know where it is? Do you know how to use it? Is there staff on site to assist in an emergency? Or are you on your own? And if you will be the responsible person, are you up to date in your emergency training?
What about you as a diver?
And that might be the most important piece. A lot of folks think of local diving as easy diving. But you have to feel up to the local dive like you would any other. So you got to ask yourself, are you physically fit enough to dive? Are you mentally prepared to dive? And remember, it's always okay to call it off if you're not feeling up to it.
It sounds like even if you've cut the travel budget, you can't cut corners.
You've got it. It's a common mistake many divers make. They stay close to home and in familiar waters, and they get complacent. We all do it, because it's human nature. You get comfortable and you get complacent. But complacency really has no place in diving, and not taking the time to plan or prepare properly for a dive, even on a site you know really well, can be the difference between a safe dive and a really bad day.
So what you're saying is that even when you're staying close to home, Do your homework.
Even if it's a puddle with bad visibility.
Local diving offers a lot of adventure and opportunity to sharpen your skills. But just because you're local doesn't mean you can be lazy. No matter where you plan to submerge, take the time to do it right. Plan and prepare each dive thoroughly, regardless of where you are or how many times you've been there before. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back here in Tacoma, Washington for the Dive and Travel Expo. By the way, you can go to diveandtravelexpo.com and get more information online about this event that will happen, obviously, the same time next year. And maybe you can be here in person with us. Now, local divers, obviously, this is what this event is for. They put this thing on, and the local population of divers come to the area, learn about the different places and equipment and stuff that they can purchase and enjoy their favorite passion. But I want to find out what's in their head. And here's somebody who's been bugging me for years to come out to this part of the country. You may know him as Crockett in the Scuba Radio chat room. How you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Greg.
Now, you actually dive this part of the world, but you are kind of like a warm water wuss, too, because you do the aquarium thing, or what?
Yeah, well, actually, I do the aquarium thing because I'm not a warm water wuss, because the water in the aquarium is...
It's just pumped in from the ocean, isn't it?
Yeah, pumped right out of Yucuena Bay, so it's like 50 degrees.
And this is Monterey... No, not Monterey. Where is it?
Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport.
Right. Right, of course. Monterey, that's not the same place. Well, I'm getting my geography mixed up. It wouldn't be the first time there, Crockett, but... All right, so the Oregon Aquarium. So you work as a volunteer diver, or you're working there full-time, or what?
Yeah, I'm a volunteer diver. They got a staff of, well, I don't know, roughly about 140 divers. I'm not, don't pin me down on the number. But,
sure.
But it's, yeah, I've been doing it for 11 years now coming up.
Nice. So what does that entail? Like cleaning the other side of the glass, or
yeah.
What do you guys do in that aquarium?
I'm considered what we call ourselves glorified custodians. Yeah, we vacuum the bottom of the exhibits. We clean the acrylic. They got a tunnel in an open oceans exhibit that passes all the way through it.
Right.
So we clean the acrylic on there. We do whatever various tasks the aquarists need us to do. Feed the fish, catch fish sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And do you have the same type of stuff we were talking about earlier with Rick as far as the wolf eels? And do they have giant octopus in the Oregon Aquarium too, or no?
Yeah. In one of the smaller exhibits, about a 300,000-gallon tank, they've got a Pacific giant octo they just put in there not too long ago. And she's like about 75 pounds.
Wow. Now, what are those critters like there, Crockett? I've seen the video. I've seen video of wolf eels that are docile. And Rick Stratton from the Dive and Travel Expo was talking about how he could set one in my lap, like a green moray they do down in the Keys with Captain Slate or something. But what about these giant octopus? When he tells me they're 20, 40 feet across with their tentacles spread out, that doesn't sound like a warm and fuzzy to me. I got this image of 20,000 leagues under the sea, even though I love octopus, but something that big makes me think, like, well, they could just wrap around you and say, hey, I'll have him for dinner.
Okay, a real quick story of what happened with myself and another diver, Bob Brazzi. We were in the exhibit cleaning underneath of the tunnel. It's about a 10-foot clearance.
Right.
And we're sitting there. I'm vacuuming. I'm got the water hose blowing stuff out of the rocks, and he's vacuuming away.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Bob, to my right, starts drifting backwards. And I don't pay a whole lot of attention to it initially. And then all of a sudden I see him roll over and look back, and then he just drops the hose and he swims out of from under the tunnel.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you doing? And I turn around and look back, and here's a big giant octo sitting there looking at me. And so I let go of the hose and swim out, and then we're both sitting there watching him. He grabbed a hold of my air hose, my water hose, like a garden hose.
Right.
And he started playing with it. He was sitting there blowing it all over the top of himself and doing all kinds of weird stuff. So, yeah. Yeah, and the only time that they usually come out is when they get amorous near the end of their life cycle.
Right.
Yeah, all of a sudden they're wanting to make whoopee, but we don't want to do that.
Yes, yeah, they start giving you a hug in areas you probably don't want to be hugged, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they gave Bob a hickey on his forehead.
That can't be good. Not when you're not expecting it. I don't know. But it does sound like something you got to mark off the list. Am I right as a diver?
Oh, yeah. It's a Pacific giant octos are just way cool. They're fun. And they're really, really smart, too.
Now, as far as the Oregon Aquarium, how do you get involved in a project like that to become a volunteer? Just contact them through their website and say you're a certified diver or what?
Yeah, yes, they've got a link at the Oregon Coast Aquarium. .com, and they got a link on their website, and it explains the program, what the qualifications are. You basically got to be advanced open water. You got to have a minimum number of cold water dives.
How many cold water dives do you have to have?
I think it's like 30.
Oh, damn. That gets me out of the running. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, well,
I don't have any yet, but I'm working on it. Maybe next year I come out here, maybe we'll get together and do a dive off the coast here. Will you kind of show me the ropes?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll put you in the water. I've never even heard of you being in cold water, so I think it would be more than worth it just to see that happen.
Just to see that expression on my face of pure terror?
Yeah, and the technicolor blue that you'll turn as you're going down.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know. I got to do it. I've heard about enough critters. It definitely has piqued my interest. Maybe after I kind of soak it in this weekend with all these Tacoma, Seattle divers, I'll be roped into this whole program. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive Power Claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Yeah, the Scuba Cowboy is here performing as we speak. for the divers here in Tacoma.
Yeah, it wouldn't be me, I don't think. I think I'll be too involved dealing with the cold water. You know, I am a warm water wuss, and standing with me right now is someone who I think is somewhat a kindred spirit in that sense, because she lives in the Cayman Islands, Grand Cayman. Of course, I'm talking about Kathy Church, underwater photographer extraordinaire. It's good to see you again, Kathy. How are you?
I am very fine, thank you very much.
So are you a warm water wuss? Do you belong to that category? Are you more open to this cold water diving these Tacoma and Seattle divers experience on a regular basis?
I'm able to get cold in a sauna bath, so that should answer your question.
Okay, fair enough. I'll just leave that right there.
But it is sometimes worth it to get cold because it is so beautiful up here.
Yes, well, that's what I've heard, and we've been talking about that here for the last few minutes on the big show. Do you get out to this part of the country much? I know you go out to the Pacific a lot, where the water is generally much more colder than your stomping grounds back there in Grand Cayman, I'm guessing.
I have not been up here in over 25 years. I have a good friend who dives up here, and she said, oh, while you're up at the show, you've got to come and dive with us. But your weather up here has not been the most beautiful this year, so I did beg off and decide not to risk having bad weather the couple days I would be available.
Yeah, and of course it's beautiful today. But that's not your focus. You're here at the Dive and Travel Expo here in Tacoma, Washington, to share the joy of underwater photography, right?
Yes, I've got a lot of beginners who have a camera, and I've got a workshop called You Bought Your Camera, Now What?
Now what?
Okay. So now what? So now they're going to learn about what to do with that right from the beginning of setting their time and date all the way to the end of using it with their strobe.
Nice. Now, I know you've been on the circuit, so to speak, with this type of program. You were in Beneath the Sea. I saw you there, and we said we would catch up here in Tacoma, and here we are. So how is this received across the country? It sounds like a pretty cool little program. It sounds like something I need to do there, Kathy.
It's been a hot one because it's a hands-on thing. Everybody has their own camera with them, and they need to understand how to push the right button before they leave that class. So rather than just learning, oh, what does white balance do, they learn where their white balance button is and how they do it with their camera. So it's a really good starting point for them.
So this is like a three-hour program you put on, or what?
Yeah, it's 3 hours, and a lot of times they keep me in there for longer.
Yes, I'm sure. But you're willing to share. I know you're very giving in your photo instruction, for sure. You've been doing this for how many years now? Do you care to say? I know you started when you're like 10, right?
Right, yeah, when I was 10, doing it for 45 years, and let's see, that would make me only 50. No, I started when I was 20, and 45 years, yes.
Wow, yeah, that's a lot of experience. A lot of times, when you have someone like that to share that experience, they kind of get burned out, but that's not the case with you. You do this all the time in the Caymans as well, right?
Well, the people are all new, and their excitement is all new, and everybody always has a new idea, new techniques, and I change every time I turn around. I'm shooting totally differently now than what I did 45 years ago. So it's all, and the equipment is changing so much. With digital, all the cameras are operating totally differently to give you whole new opportunities.
Right. Now, I know you have a location right there at Sunset House in Grand Caymans. People can come to the island, and they can dive there, and you can go through the whole Kathy Church underwater photography program, right?
Absolutely. We've got plenty of staff and myself and the shore diving right there. So you're introduced to the camera, go out and do a dive with it, come back and look at your pictures. Learning couldn't be any better than that.
Now, what about you personally, Kathy? Do you ever go out there and just go out there and play and just like, you know what, I'm not going to teach anybody today. This is my day. I'm going to take some me time and go take some pretty pictures off the coast of Cayman.
It's a rare day, but in the summertime, I have a friend who comes down, and that way I can go out on my boat with someone else. And we just dive for the 6 weeks she's there, and it's really marvelous. And in between, of course, I have to work. She keeps diving offshore, usually with one of my cameras, while I'm in there working.
Now, are you rotating around all the time, diving with new gear, or do you have a particular setup that you like to use personally, or what?
Well, I just bought another new camera. My other one was 5 years old, and in this industry, that's real old. So I try to keep up to date with the equipment, and I try to use the equipment that we sell, but I don't do that as much as I should, because I'm always afraid that that'll be that one day when I really see the most amazing thing in the world and I want the very best camera I could get into my hands. But I do often go out with all the different cameras that we do sell.
Yeah, and I'm guessing I know the answer, but it's not about the camera, it's about the photographer, isn't it? It's about the composition. That's what you try to show people, isn't it?
Well, I'd like to say it's just the photographer. photographer, but there are certain things that you can do with one lens that if someone else could never do if they didn't have that particular lens. You have to have the lens. You have to have a strobe or two strobes. It's both. The best equipment won't take a great picture if you've got a lousy photographer, but the best photographer can't take the right picture if he has no equipment.
Okay, all right. That's fair enough. Now, your website, if people want to learn more about taking one of the seminars, whether you're on the road or coming to Grand Cayman, what is it?
KathyChurch.com, all one word and spelled with a C.
Nice. So where are you off to after this little excursion in Tacoma?
Well, I'm going to go visit my friend in Ohio. We're not going to dive there, but we're going to hike. And then I have a wedding, then back home for our photo fest. We have a week-long, marvelous photo fest, May 7 or something to 14. Oh, better look it up on the website.
Yeah, go to KathyChurch.com, and you get all the details right there, I'm guessing, right?
And then I'm going to Turkey to judge an underwater photo contest there. And then I have my summer coming up during which I will go diving. All in Grand Cayman.
Great. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for stopping by. Enjoy yourself here in the Great White West North or something. I don't know. Where am I? I'm losing
track. We're in the Great Northwest.
There we go. All right. More coming up from the Dive and Travel Expo in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
You know how to whale here. That's why it's hot.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They're not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.